And welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And we're going to talk about our potential feelings on what the Rise of the Skywalker will be and a possible score. And we'll start off with the biggest Star Wars fan next to God. How do you think you'll feel about Rise of the Skywalker? And what score will you give it?
I already know I'm not going to like it. So we all have heard rumors about how this movie's going to go. If it's going to go that route, I have a strong suspicion that it will. This is perhaps going to be the worst Star Wars movie ever. I'll put Phantom Menace above this shit. And I can almost tell you my score will be probably a zero.
Jeez, James.
Zero? What the shit, dude?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be that horrifyingly bad. If what I heard is true, it's going to be a shit show. Not heard anything good. If what I've heard is true, that's what the Rise of Skywalker's about, is that she assumes the name and shit. I'm just going to be like, this is fucking dumb. I'll probably enjoy the look and maybe some of the action set pieces will be good. So that would be at least that much. So I'm thinking one along the lines of it might eke out a 6 if the action set pieces are good. If it's more of that stuff that I saw in The Force Awakens, where that's just that doodlehead's trying to replicate what he saw in the first Star Wars films and not stepping the game up a little bit in any way, form, or fashion, then it's going to be terrible and it's not going to be worth my time.
Along the lines of, if what I heard is correct, or at least those theories are remotely close to what will be on screen, I will stop supporting J.J. Abrams movies for the rest of my life.
No, you should have been stopping supporting his movies.
Retroactively supporting movies that I actually like from J.J. Abrams, i.e. Cloverfield, 2009 Star Trek. Abrams will be banned from the podcast if all this stuff is correct. There's been a lot of YouTube videos, and I guess there was something last week that kind of came out of Europe that...
Specifically Sweden.
Yeah, that kind of detail what the movie will be. Do you want to talk about some of that, Keith?
The way Sweden, they don't have a Motion Picture Association of America. They've got the government in Sweden actually reviews the film. They are very detailed in terms of what they talk about. So a reason for a rating is given in explicit detail. So they kind of detail out a lot of the scenes that warrant the rating that it got. They detail a scene where people getting stabbed with a lightsaber. They detail scenes where a old crazy-eyed man with a ravaged face in a state of distress. So they basically talk about Palpatine being all fucked up. It meshes with a lot of the other things that have been heard from the set and from what people heard about. But specifically, one of the things that has kind of been mentioned that has got people's ire right now is namely that Palpatine's apparently alive, as mysteriously alluded to by Abrams' latest trailer. Palpatine's alive in some way, form, or fashion.
And he might have been responsible for Snoke.
Yes, he's apparently trained Snoke, who is thousands, hundreds of years old. Palpatine just apparently, I don't know. He apparently found him and responsible. He's the mastermind behind the order, or Snoke's order, and he has apparently manipulated Ben Solo to destroy the Jedi once and for all from afar, and that Rey is a Palpatine. I didn't read the specifics on how that came to be, that Rey is actually Palpatine is responsible for creating her or whatever. Kylo Ren, apparently Rey's got some new magical power to heal people, and at some point she and Kylo Ren will join forces to stop the Emperor for some shit fucking reason. She brings somebody back to life, but then they sacrifice themselves to bring her back to life. Who the fuck knows? And then it goes to shit. At that point, it just goes.
It's gone to shit.
Off the rails at that point. And the hell am I reading about? Title, Rise of Skywalker, specifically alludes to the fact that Rey buries the lightsabers and she retires the Skywalker moisture farm. And she takes on the name Rey Skywalker, which I don't know how Abrams thought that was going to work. I have no idea how he could have thought that would work. I don't even know how Disney thought that could work. Kathleen Kennedy, I've got no faith in. She clearly just doesn't know. She's just thinking people are going to hate it anyway. And the way that they're talking right now, all the interviews that they're giving, they have been subtly... they've been subtly dumping out that The Last Jedi fucked everything up.
Yeah, that either Abrams didn't like the movie or they didn't feel comfortable with certain things that happened in the movie storyline-wise. Go ahead.
And that is backfiring on them horrendously, because the first thing everyone wants to know is, like, how could you have a movie in a franchise that you're doing, that you started, and you not have any say, or you not be able to, how would you even release that?
They signed off on it. I mean, Disney, some of the video game stuff, has had a heavy hand in what goes on. For what happened in The Last Jedi, 50% Disney, 50% J.J. Abrams. That's it.
Exactly. Like, and the, here's the other thing is that one half of the group has been, or the creators, casting creators, have been throwing shade on The Last Jedi, saying Rian Johnson basically threw the whole franchise into a tailspin, which that's not gotten really good positive traction. The other side to that has gotten them some traction is that the fan base is the problem. The fan base is too locked in George Lucas's old movies, which is even more hilarious because that would describe Abrams, because he's locked into the first movies.
Everything about these movies, this current trilogy, is a rehash of everything that happened in the original trilogy.
Yeah, and what's going to turn out is like 10 years from now, Rian Johnson is going to be hailed as a fucking hero because he took that whole script and rule book, just completely hosed it. That there's going to be some Force ghosts walking around, maybe even a Han Solo Force ghost, because apparently he's supposed to make an appearance or something. It's completely ridiculous. The biggest problem, however, is that Abrams now has got to wrap it all up, and he's got to wrap it up solidly if he wants to get that merchandising money that he has worked his company into getting. Because right now, nobody wants shit to do with his universe that they've created. Dude, they want to pretend it doesn't exist. He's not going to get anything for it. He's not going to make any money off of it. The other problem is that they've not only been throwing shade on that, they've also been front-loading, like, level-setting the expectations of how good the movie's going to be.
Yeah, so generally, the 2 weeks, month before a major movie, if this was a Marvel movie, people would be losing their minds.
Exactly.
For Star Wars, part of the fan base is just like, this is going to be terrible. Part of the fan base is like, hey, I'm just going to go see it anyway. Part of the fan base is, we're going to support it regardless. It's Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Star Wars is great. Star Wars is awesome. That's not the way that normally a Star Wars movie should be. The original Force Awakens came out, people were 100% positive about it. There being more Star Wars, like whatever Disney's plan for Star Wars, that there's going to be Star Wars every year from 2015 to 2029 didn't seem right. But people are like, okay, what has happened is this monumental shift. A lot of people not liking everything about this current iteration of Star Wars. That iteration of Star Wars not being considered Star Wars. It's considered to be Disney's money honey hole, basically.
Mm-hmm. Even with what happened with The Last Jedi, the franchise or even the saga could have been easily fixed. Like, there are tons of ideas to do that. But when you got the head of your studio coming out there saying that, oh, well, the reason we're having such problems, or George didn't leave us enough materials to do, we just kind of had to make it up on our own. It just blew everyone's mind. What biggest damnation against them is they've got a TV show out there that is phenomenal. No one knew what to expect from it. All you knew was that it was a beloved character that was about to get the TV treatment. And it came out with some of the most phenomenal stuff. They took a ton of risks. Baby Yoda character? Come on now. That's a risk. That's probably the biggest risk is having Yoda do a fight scene. Like,
the thing is about that, that is more popular than the final movie in this trilogy.
Which is sad.
A Baby Yoda. The Baby Yoda is sold out online until May of 2020. Like, you can't get a Funko Pop of a Baby Yoda until mid next year. That is more popular than upper tier characters, Finn, Rey, Poe Dameron in this movie. You trying to bring Palpatine into this doesn't make sense. J.J. Abrams wrote Snoke to be the big bad, and all of a sudden, he's not the
Rian
big
Johnson
bad.
Rian Johnson killed his ass off. And here's the thing is that if J.J. really wanted him to be that, what it was that he didn't know what the fuck to make of Snoke. He didn't know what to do with him. He honestly didn't know what to do with him. He didn't know the whole Knights of Ren don't even show up. Or if they do, it's like some brief fucking cameo. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's terrible. And what's sad, it's honestly telling. Disney just thought Star Wars was not going to make the money. I could see the wheels were turning. They came out with The Mandalorian. They released The Mandalorian. That hit universal acclaim. And no one hates it. Like, I haven't yet to see a negative review about it. There are episodes that some people don't like as much as the first one. But other than
it's
that,
still better than with the main product.
Exactly. And it costs less to make. It does everything that Lucas did in the first one. What they didn't have the money to do, they may do with effects or fancy shots. And the biggest condemnation of what Kathleen Kennedy and Abrams have done, the biggest condemnation that they've got to have is that it is steeped in everything that George Lucas ever thought about. All the lore, everything that everyone tried to imagine what George Lucas would like for Star Wars. They took all that lore and put it in this TV show, and it's all working. All of it is working. Latest episode, like, had, I mean, I can go on about that. I can go on about how much I like it. Like, even the latest game, you had people who actually like the franchise and the product take it from there and just say, fuck it, ignore what the hell they're doing with the movies, ignore the shit that these non-believers are doing, and do the thing that we know that we want to see. It works. It shows that Kathleen Kennedy was just not the right person for the job. And it's sad because she's made some huge blockbusters.
The biggest mistake they made was hiring J.J. Abrams. The problem with J.J. Abrams is that he thinks that he's smarter than what he is. He thinks that his writing is more intelligent than what it is. He thinks that his storytelling is better than what it is.
No, it is not. It's terrible. He doesn't tell a story. He
tells scenarios. Wraps
a bunch of mysteries into his narrative. He creates a bunch of characters, what he thinks of as his ideal heroes, hyper-intelligent, the smartest people in the room, who are the toughest people in the room, came up with archetypes. They didn't come up with characters. They came up with archetypes. Rey is like Luke Skywalker. We've got to showcase how great she is.
But she's nowhere near like Luke Skywalker. Luke actually was trained. He had to go through hardships. He had to go through a bunch of shit.
Let me compare something. Everything that is wrong with this current iteration of Star Wars can also be seen in Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yes, it can be.
At least the biggest villain
mm-hmm.
in Star Trek history, Khan, reduced to nothing for at least the first half of the movie. The later half of the movie, because he's so underdeveloped, is just a chase scene through future San Francisco, how that movie ends. And then everything that's in the middle of it is just rehash of the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Given J.J. Abrams' underdeveloped characters, you're still given his writing style, you're still given his filmmaking that, oh, I have to do it this way because that's how I see things. I'm like, no.
And to your point, you said made a lot of sense. Like, at this stage of the game, we should be going nuts. Like, when Revenge of the Sith, they were like, I hate this prequels. I really don't like it. I'm just going to see it just to finish it. There were some things in there that were just laughable. All in all, it was a superior film to what was done before. No way, shape, or form was it perfect. It was a damn good film. And you can't say that last fight scene with Obi-Wan and Anakin, that the two duels at the end were not fucking epic.
Well, the thing about those movies, particularly the second movie, because that was at the, was that the Dooku and Yoda one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even given, in this current trilogy, anything of that caliber of a fight scene.
He doesn't take any fucking risk. He doesn't do anything risky. The Yoda thing was a total risk. You take a 100-year-old man fighting a damn CG puppet. Turned out to be the highlight of the movie.
You're given at least two or three good lightsaber battles. Mm-hmm. Solid 100%. You got Yoda and Palpatine, Anakin and Obi-Wan fighting each other. I hate you!
The funny part was that explained everything about Darth Vader. You look kind of like, wondering, why is he hating him so much? God damn, he cut off his limbs and let him burn? That's like, and then he berated him as he burned as he cooked.
Yeah.
You were my brother! Damn.
You were supposed to be the chosen one.
You fucked up. You fucked up. And you just look at yourself.
He jacked him for his lightsaber. He jacked him for his lightsaber. And he hopped on his rod and poured off. Took his wife,
he's
too.
He's like, dude, now you're robbing me? Dude, jacked him for his shit and didn't let them to burn. You're like, God damn.
No.
But, yeah, that is just funny, yo.
But all right, let's wrap this up. So again, Star Wars has problems. Still going to get more Star Wars. How soon you're going to get it? Just go to Disney Plus. Is another trilogy coming?
Oh, yeah, there is. There definitely
like,
is.
Regardless like, if that's going to be Old Republic, which would take place well before any of the
events. He's going to kill Skywalker shit. Well, sorry.
Well, he's already killed him. They've already killed the Skywalker.
But there were some comments from Bob Iger, who is in charge of Disney, about people's expectations for Star mm-hmm. Wars, that everyone's tied into the Skywalker stuff, and maybe
no,
it's time to do something else. But there's problems with Star Wars. That should not be possible with the largest movie franchise in movie history based off of greed from one company.
Well, I'm not even going to say greed from one company. I'm going to say incompetence from a couple of people. Because Bob Iger doesn't know shit about Star Wars. I don't expect the Disney board of directors to be making these films. I expect the Kevin Feige's. I expect the Brad Bird's. I expect those, the filmmakers, to be making these films. blame lies flat on Kathleen Kennedy's head. Like, she let Abrams run rampant with this shit.
The wrong person. The wrong person. Like, even when that got announced, J.J. Abrams hopping from Star Trek to Star Wars.
No one was excited for that shit. But they made $1 billion off of it.
And that became the focus for everything, that we need to have money.
Yeah, true. Okay, I can see what you're
talking about. Star Wars prints its own money. We can do what we want. So, again, to wrap this up, you will get a Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker podcast. Rumors are true. It might not be a positive one, but you will get one. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
Pretty much.
It's getting a zero.
Expecting at least some kind of action set piece. Like, I'm going to watch The Force Awakens.
I'm just tired of fucking Mary Sue, man.
Yeah, she is a terrible fucking character, dude.